Speaking during interactions with lawmakers from Parliament's Finance Committee, IMF Assistant Director and Head of Mission Domenico Faniza said it is time for Zimbabwe to restore relations with international financial institutions so it can creep out of economic crises. He said all is not well with the Zimbabwean economy, which is currently working through the staff-monitored program, an informal agreement between Harare and the fund to monitor the implementation of the country's economic program. This, however, does not entail financial assistance or endorsement by the IMF Executive Board. The SPM focuses on putting the country's public finances on a sustainable course while protecting investment and prioritizing social spending, strengthening public finances on a sustainable course, among other things. Faniza said, with the backing of the international financiers, Zimbabwe's economy can get back on the rails to recovery.
We believe the time has come for Zimbabwe to turn the page and regain access to the financial support of the international community. More than 15 years have gone by since Zimbabwe has been cut off from this support, and I think it is important to turn the page and start to look forward.
He said it is necessary for Zimbabwe to implement radical reforms as agreed under the staff-monitored program, adding this would lead to restoration of relations with the international community.
Once that is done, we can think about a financial re-engagement of the IMF in the country. And also, Zimbabwe can think of requesting rescheduling of the outstanding bilateral debt with donors through the Paris Club.
Faniza said it was a difficult path, but Zimbabwe agreed to undertake the reforms as this is key to the re-engagement process with the global community. He said he is pleased with their preliminary findings, which he said indicate that the government is maintaining the right policy direction and meeting some of the benchmarks agreed on in the staff-monitored program.
Also, there have been important reforms undertaken in the financial sector. In particular, there have been significant progress. And the benchmarks that were set have been met. Of course, this is the backward part of our assessment. Now we are in the process to discuss the future policies.
The program focuses on such areas as public sector financial management, indigenization law, and banking sector reform. Some economic experts say, though the IMF mission has noted some positives in the implementation of the program, the government still faces challenges in maintaining fiscal discipline, reducing its workforce, and lack of clarity on indigenization. Asked why the IMF was not advancing financial assistance to help save the troubled Zimbabwean economy, as is happening with Greece, Faniza said that could only happen if Zimbabwe paid its debts or agreed on rescheduling its nearly $10 billion debt with international financial institutions. Zimbabwe says it is working with financial institutions to resolve its debt crisis. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.